God, we are so thankful that we can call on the name of Jesus. And that very name will silence fear, that will cause the enemy to scatter. God, we are thankful that we can, whatever the situation, we can call on you and your son, Jesus, and know that you are there, that you are there fighting for us, that you are there doing battle for us, that you have brought the victory for us. So God, we thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you that we can call on you no matter what's going on. God, I pray that if any of us are struggling through fear, through anxiety, God, that we would just call on the name of Jesus and know that fear was silenced, that anxiety is gone, and that we can run to you and with full confidence, God. God, we thank you. God, be with us the rest of this morning. Lead us, encourage us, direct us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. Thanks, music team. I feel like my thing is not quite centered. I should have checked that, because you guys know how I like it just perfect. There. That's better. Makes me feel better. So, we're in a new series called I'm Not Afraid. I am not afraid. And I've struggled with this, okay, guys? I'm saying it's I am not afraid, but I keep saying I'm not afraid. And it's the same thing. But I'm just trying to get rid of, what's the one with the apostrophe? Is it conjunctive? Adjective? Or not adjective? Contraction, that's the word I'm looking for. I was trying not to use a contraction in my title, but I keep saying, I'm not afraid. So you can call it, I am not afraid, or I'm not afraid. And we just finished a series about being bold, and I want us to take a step forward and just talk about being not afraid. I'm not afraid. I am not afraid. So are you afraid? Do you worry? Sometimes does that keep you up at night? You know, in the final week of being bold, of the series Be Bold, we talked about bold obedience. And does being obedient sometimes cause you fear even? And I want us to be a church and a group of people that are not afraid. I guess I want to start off with this statement that says, do you know how much your words matter? Because I think words matter huge. It could be when you're asking God for a miracle and declaring scripture over life, and you say something like, you know, you say the miracle, you declare it like, I don't know what it, I'm going to walk on water. Let's just say that's the miracle you declare over your life. And you're about to step out in the water, and you're like, but I'm willing to accept whatever happens, I guess. Are you really declaring it? Are you, like, you believe what you're saying? Our words matter, don't they? Our thoughts matter. Like, when you declare this miracle over your life, it's like you're asking the God who created the universe, formed the lands, created all the animals, including me, and he can't do this miracle, whatever it is that I've asked. Like, God, you know, if you can do that, I know you created this universe, you created the earth, you created the water. Do you think you could fix my ingrown toenail? Like, I don't know, God. Whatever happens, happens. I'm willing to accept it. Like, come on, right? Am I talking to myself here? Like, how many people do this? Or how many people have heard people say this? Whatever happens, happens. And it's like you're giving God an out. Does he need an out? No. Does God want you to be afraid? No. He wants you not to be afraid. To ask him full of faith and know that he is God and he will meet your needs according to his riches and his glory, won't he? We pray that we want, as it is in heaven on earth, but do we really want that? Because we know, we've talked about this multiple times, what is in heaven? Is sickness in heaven? No. Is lack in heaven? No, it is, well, this goes without saying, there's that old joke, and there's this rich guy that dies, and I might not even be telling the joke right, but I'm going to just work with me. You can laugh when I tell it, okay? Rich guy dies, and he gets there, and St. Peter asked him at the pearly gates, you know, you can, because you were such a good guy, you can bring anything you want. And he's like, well, I want to bring all my gold. And so he goes into heaven with all his gold, and the first thing somebody says is, you brought pavement? I totally told the joke wrong, but you get what I'm saying? There's no lack in heaven, right? So why should we expect lack on earth? Why should we expect sickness? And we shouldn't say things like, whatever happens, happens. That's not what we're called to do. We're called to live a life of faith. Are we not? And when we step out in faith, we need to not be afraid, but we need to be glad because we gain an opportunity to tell others our story and invite them into a conversation about Jesus. Amen? We get an opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus as we experience this, this miracle in our lives. And if you think about the season we just went through and really continue to go through, we're still battling through things such as COVID-19. I hate to bring it up in church, but it's something we just went through as a community, as a world, and we're continuing to grow and move forward with it. You know, things like professional sporting events are progressing after being canceled for so long. I was disappointed on Friday as my Oilers were eliminated from the trial to get to the playoffs, but that's okay. I'll whine about that later to you guys. Conferences and concerts are canceled. And the big talk right now is what? Going back to school, right? After being shutting down. Things like travel bans. And we had crazy things like grocery stores that were running out of toilet paper or flour or yeast. I don't think I've seen so many people bake in my life. Who has enough toilet paper in their house to last until 2025? We don't either. Don't worry. But there's things, crazy things like censorship that is rampant. Division is huge, and opinions are also huge, aren't they? People are drawing lines in the sand. Either you're for me, you're for with us, or you're against us. And if you're against us, boy, am I coming at you. Because of fear, I believe. See, the thing is we need to live different. And as disciples of Jesus, how we filter our decisions is different than the world, isn't it? What directs us is different than the world. Or at least it should be. It needs to be. Because we're not of this world, right? We're not conformed to this world. We're not supposed to live like those who have no hope. And those that don't know Jesus, they might not tell you they don't have hope because they don't really know. But we can know that when we know Jesus, we know hope. Amen? We're lived differently. We are to live differently. The world may want to fight about how we're going to live and how things are going to be and how bad it is. And we don't need to worry about that because we live differently. We live with a heavenly perspective. So today's message is called Not Afraid, with the emphasis on not. It's not afraid. Well, it is not afraid, but the title isn't afraid. The title is not afraid. Do you hear what I'm saying? Not afraid. So a couple of ways which we are not like this world today I want to talk about. The first way that we as believers, we as the church, we that know Jesus, is we live by faith, not by fear. We live by faith, not by fear. That should be an amen from you guys. Do you live by fear? Maybe I'm not talking right, and maybe you guys want to live by fear. But I believe that none of you want to live by fear. We all want to be ones that live by faith. Amen? And when Jesus was comforting his disciples in John 14, what did he say to them? John 14, 1, he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." He doesn't say, "Come on, guys, you got to let your hearts be troubled. You got to get upset about this. You know, you got to get worried about this." Not so what it says. It says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in who? Believe also in?" So you believe in God, also believe in me, Jesus. That's what he's saying here. Don't worry about it. You believe in God, so believe in me. Have faith in me. But what about John 14, 27? It says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be So this is like, I'm just pulling a couple verses here, but so far I've read we should have peace. We shouldn't let our hearts be troubled. Wasn't that what that last verse said? I'm pretty sure. Can we go back one verse? Oh, yeah. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Go back to the next one again. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Are we letting our hearts be troubled? Are we letting ourselves get worried and bogged down by what's going on around us? Oh, the sky is falling. Or are we putting our faith in Jesus? Are we putting our trust in Jesus? Are we knowing that He is the giver of peace? And I love how the New Living Translation rewords this verse. And it says in the next one. Next slide. There we go. No, back one. Is it the same? Did I forget to change it? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'll just read it to you. It says in John 14:27 of the New Living Translation. So the other one was the NIV. The New Living Translation says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Oh, maybe that is it. Did I read it wrong the first time? Doesn't matter. You understand what it's saying? Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let your hearts be troubled. He gives you peace. Peace that goes beyond human understanding in John 14:27. Peace that we know that He's got it. See, we got to remember, and I've joked about this with people before. It's not like, and it's not a joke, believe me when I say this, it's not a joke. But it's kind of a joke because people are like, oh, you know, I don't know how God's going to handle this one. How is He going to work this one? I'm trying to comfort myself because this is what people do. They comfort themselves, right? How is God going to work this out? Rather than giving it to God and understanding that the God that is sitting in heaven is not sitting there thinking, boy, I didn't see that coming in your life. Boy, let's see how this one works out. Let me get in my recliner and watch this. And our God is faithful. Amen? He sees everything. He knows everything. He is a good God. He will not leave us. He won't forsake us. And He's working all things and bringing them to His good. See, Paul said in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of what? A spirit of what? So God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. So where does fear come from? The pit of hell. We should not be living with fear. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of what? Of power, of what? Of love, and of self-discipline, of sound mind. See, we're not panicking. We have peace. We're not fearful because we have faith. And sometimes we share our faith by showing or living by faith. We need to show our faith by living by faith. We can't show our faith by living in fear, can we? Boy, I'd have a really tough time running around like a chicken with my head cut off or a Chicken Little and trying to tell you, oh, it's really messy out there, but have faith because God's got this. Oh, boy. It's not how it works. I have faith because I have faith. I have faith because I serve a good God who has given me promises in Scripture. Amen? And because He's given me these promises, I know that they are true because His Word, which is true, has told me they're true. Amen? So we live by faith, not by fear. The second thing we do is we shine the light. We don't hide it. We shine the light. We don't hide it. See, Matthew 5:14-16, Jesus tells us, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others and they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So when we got this light, when we got this peace, when we got this joy, do we just hold it here? Or do we show it for everybody to see so that they can give glory to God, so that they can see God's goodness? See, before the pandemic, people lived already in fear and in doubt. They were afraid of the unknown. People were afraid of all sorts of things, weren't they? And if you don't know anybody that was like that, great. But I know a ton of people that were like, that was what they were waiting for the sky to fall. And during the pandemic, people's fears grew, and they became more afraid, more unsettled, more anxious, and people were looking for hope. And the problem is, they're looking for hope in all the wrong places. People were looking for hope in all the wrong places. Looking for hope in too many faces. You know the song? Maybe that wasn't hope, but when I started thinking about that, I started singing the song in my head, looking for love and all. Anyways, they're looking for hope in all the wrong places, looking for hope in too many faces. They're looking for hope everywhere, and they're searching and looking for hope. And I truly believe that why so many people look to the governments and other organizations to step in and give me the rules and give me what I need to do and what not to do and this and that is because they don't have Jesus to give them the plan. They don't have Jesus to give them the hope. But I know those that are looking for hope, they can be looking to us as believers because we're hope dealers, aren't we? We should be. If we're not hope dealers, something is wrong with our position. We need to change our position and become hope dealers for Jesus. Amen? Are you a hope dealer? Or are you a Debbie doubter? A Diana doubter? I don't know, whatever. Are you a doubter or are you a hope dealer? See, we're the church. We are hope dealers. Whatever Jesus put in us, when we accepted Jesus, and that's the Holy Spirit, when he came into us after we asked Jesus into our heart, that should come out of us, shouldn't it be? So when we asked Jesus into our heart, when we became a believer, when we crossed that line from maybe knowing about Jesus to knowing Jesus to having a relationship with Jesus, some things should have changed in us. See, when we asked Jesus into our heart, he didn't put worry in us, did he? Did he? No. Did he put fear in us? Doubt. He put doubt. He put anger. No, he didn't. He didn't put fear of what might come or what might happen, did he? What if this happens? What if that happens? Oh my goodness, how are we going to go on? That's not what he did. See, Jesus gave us wisdom. He gave us a sound mind. He gave us joy. He gave us love. He gave us peace. He gave us promises and blessings in his word, didn't he? So why aren't we living like that? See, we're hope dealers. Amen? We're light shiners, aren't we? We should be light shiners like that scripture we just read says. And we should be love givers. See, viruses and fears, sicknesses, they might be contagious. But I'm praying for some contagious Christians to rise up in this body, in this church, and start spreading some love. Start spreading some hope. Start spreading life in Christ with others, with those that don't know it. Because that is even more contagious than any virus or anything. Jesus' love, Jesus' hope, that is pretty contagious. And I'm believing that the love and hope of Jesus spreads in our community and with those that we know, with our neighbors, wherever we may be. See, as believers, we're not afraid of this, we're not of this world. And that might be a strange idea to those that maybe don't know who Jesus is or have never heard that. I'm not saying we're aliens. I'm not saying we're angels. I'm saying that we are made for community with Jesus. So we don't grieve or panic like those who have no hope. We better not anyways. We better be looking to him because we have a good reason not to have fear. So if you did a little research, I did a little research in the New Testament, okay? And I searched out the word not, N-O-T, not K-N-O-T. Is that how you spell the other not? Maybe there's a G-N-O-H-T or something like that. I don't know. But N-O-T is the word I searched in the New Testament. And let me read you some scripture that should comfort you, I think. The angel telling Mary about the birth of Jesus and what was to come. And what does it say? Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news and great joy. So Jesus saying why he came next. He says, I did not come for healthy, but I came for the sick, not for the righteous, but for the sinners. See, Jesus came for the sinners. He came for those that were searching for hope. Didn't he? He came for us because we have hope now that we have him. It says, we are not of this world. Do not live by, the next scripture is, do not live by bread alone. Do not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. See, Jesus does not lead us into temptation. He does not lead us into temptation. Do I need to repeat that again? Jesus does not lead us into temptation, does he? But he delivers us from evil, doesn't he? He delivers us from evil. That's a pretty good not. Here's another one that from Scripture. Do not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will what? Exactly. We walk by faith, not by sight. We live by faith. We walk by faith as believers. God has not given us a spirit of fear. We read that scripture earlier, didn't we? So the question I want to leave you with today, it's a good question. Do we have good news? Do we have good news? Yes, we have good news. Should we be telling other people the good news and sharing this joy and this peace and this good news? Should we be living by the good news that we have in us and the peace that we have? Or should we be living by fear, running around and, oh, the sky is falling? Stop living by fear. Start living by faith and share that faith with others. He's called us to so much. We are saved by grace and not by works. Justified by faith in Christ, not by works of the law. Amen? God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation. We do not set our minds on earthly things, things like the news, social media, regular media, your neighbor's crappy outlook on life. Don't let that get you focused on something wrong. Can I say crappy? I did. Sorry. We can't worry about that. We need to focus and set our minds on things above, the things of Jesus, the things that he's promised, the things that he's given us. Amen? We're not a people that live in lack. Are we? I pray not. We do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. The Lord is not slow to keep his promises, is he? We are not to grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. The Lord is our helper. We will not be afraid. There's another good not from Scripture. How about this one? We will not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. How about that little tidbit from Scripture? How are we living with that? That should be a good blocker. I think when people are sick, sometimes they maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've watched one too many episodes of House. But I remember watching this one episode of House, and the guy was getting sick because his certain vitamins couldn't get to him and couldn't keep him healthy. Maybe you've seen this episode. Might be every episode of House. I don't know. It seems familiar. But here's what happens when we have Jesus. He blocks the peace, or stops it, the negativity and the fear and the panic from getting to our heart, and gives us peace, which is like a super beta blocker or super shield. You know what I mean? He gives you peace, is what I'm telling you. We're different. We're not the same as this world. We're not of this world. our minds are not conformed to this world, are they? Mary, would you come up and play as we just finish up the service? Our minds are transformed. Our minds aren't conformed, are they? Is your mind, when you accepted Jesus into your life, did your mind change? Did your perspective change, or did it stay the same? I hope it was transformed so that we can do the will of God. We need to be people who live by faith, not by fear. Amen? We live by light. We don't hide. See, I believe that God is really at work in Rosetown. And the cool thing is we get to be a part of it. And I got to share with you earlier about just people all over town that are just enjoying watching service and spending Sunday with us with Sunday Church Online. And I think it's really cool. And I think it's something that we all can experience, is this peace of knowing Jesus, this peace of being in relationship with Jesus, and this life of not being afraid. Not being afraid of what's going on around us, not be afraid of this or that or the other thing, but just knowing peace, knowing joy, and knowing love in Him. See, we get to be a part of something. And that's something pretty exciting. And I think that as we live our life with Jesus more and more, we get to know more and more of His peace, don't we? We get to know more and more of His joy. We get to know more and more of His love as we spend time with Him and as we get to know Him more and more. So today I want to encourage you to know His peace, to know His joy, and to know His love. And I'm going to ask you guys, invite you guys here watching wherever to bow your heads, and we're just going to pray in a moment. But before we pray, I'm going to ask if you've been stirred by the Holy Spirit and maybe you don't know Jesus. First, we'll start there. And if you don't know Jesus, if you haven't started a relationship with Him, we're going to invite you into knowing Him, into crossing that line, into becoming a believer of Jesus, into a friend of Jesus, into a knower of Jesus. And we want to invite you into this relationship with Jesus. So if you don't know Jesus, I want to ask you to repeat this prayer after me. And if you know Jesus already, I'm going to ask you to repeat this prayer anyway, because there might be somebody around us that doesn't know Jesus and wants to pray this prayer. So we just want to make them all feel comfortable. So would you bow your heads and just repeat after me? Dear Jesus, I know that my sin has separated me from You. Jesus, forgive my sins. Come into my heart and make me new. Thank You, Jesus, for chasing after me, for loving me, and for knowing me. Thank You for Your peace, and thank You for eliminating and wiping out fear. God, we love You. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I invite you to contact me, email me, phone me at the church, I'll answer. And I'd love to give you a Bible, and I'd love to connect with you and just have a talk with you about this decision you made and about ways to proceed forward from this. Now, the second thing I want to do in closing, in our closing prayer, is if maybe through this whole pandemic, maybe before the pandemic, maybe even since going back to work and since we've been able to meet again, maybe fear is something that's really, really got you by the toes. I don't even know if that's a saying, but it's my new saying. Fear's got you by the toes, and you want to kick it off, and we want to live in peace, live by peace, and you're tired of living by fear, and you want to be one that walks by faith, and you want to be a light in our community and a light in the church. I'm going to invite you to join with me in prayer, in agreement with me in prayer, and because we want to kick off fear, don't we? We don't want it. We want to dust our toes of fear. So would you just pray in agreement as we just dust our toes of this fear, we kick off the fear. Just pray in agreement with me today. God, we thank You. We love You. Father, we thank You that when we accepted Jesus into our life, that You brought peace when the Holy Spirit came into our hearts, when the Holy Spirit is leading us now and guiding us and directing us, that He brought peace, He brought joy, He brought love. He didn't bring fear and hate and anger, but He brought all these good things. Father, we thank You that that we have this peace living in us, and that it blocks fear, it defeats fear, it stops fear, it stops discouragement. Father, that we don't need to worry about anything because we have your peace in us. And Father, I pray that if any of us have been living in fear or in anger or not even in accord with each other, Father, I pray that you would knock those walls, knock those barriers down in Jesus' name, and breathe peace into our life today in Jesus' name. That we wouldn't be a people of fear, but we would be known by our peace, we would be known by our love, we would be known by our joy in Jesus' name. That people would know your name because of how we live, and it would be a good name in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that minds will be transformed and not conformed to the world, but that we will be transformed to living how you've called us to live. Father, that we would reach out and take what is promised to us, that we would have things on earth as they are in heaven, and that we would believe that with all of our mind, Father. God, if anybody in here is dealing with loneliness or discouragement, God, we pray that you would crush that right now. And Father, that they would know hope and they would know joy in you. So God, give us a great week. Bless us this week, Father. Give us opportunities to show your peace in our life, and that fear would be gone, and that we would live by faith. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Guys, I pray that today you're encouraged. I pray that if you've been struggling with fear, that it is destroyed from your life, because we don't have to live by fear, because we have Jesus. Amen. Guys, have a great week. I will see you all next Sunday. And if you want to talk, don't hesitate to call or email. God bless, and we'll see you soon.